Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaway, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests. So first-time listeners, you need to tune in every Monday, Thursday, and Sunday. Everyone sit back and enjoy. Let's start with the intro, and let's get the show on the road. It's the Rad Reality Show, the amazing Sunday night, and this is Ron Rad.
Tonight we talk Amazing Race. If you guys have a question, you guys can call in 347-237-5506.
Welcome, Amazing Race fans, to the Rad Reality Show Network and our Amazing Race second pit stop show hosted by two-time racer Mary Conley, half of the Kentucky Coal Miner and Wife team from seasons 10 and 11, which was All-Stars. It's Sunday, October 20th, 2013. My name is Paul from Minnesota, and our regular listeners are used to my cohort, Cherry Garcia, opening the show, but tonight she's asked me to fill her role as she had some family matters to attend to. She will be back tomorrow night for Manic Monday with Michelle Costa. And I might as well tell you, Michelle's special guest at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, will be Alyssa Riley Slater of Big Brother 15. She's also not going to be part of, and I didn't tell her this, this is actually the 300th show that we have done since the founder, Ron Rad, passed away. So kind of a milestone show. And at any rate, we will be joined by, of course, our host tonight, but also somebody else has agreed to be my sidekick tonight. And I'm not going to say yet who it is till I introduce him. But let's start with our theme music for Mary, and we'll bring her right up afterwards.
Once a colder stomp his face, and he hits his knees. He says, Lord, I want to thank you for everything, and the strength you give me to make it day by day. Oh, keep the lights on, my hometown, keep the food on the spoon in my youngest mouth, cars on a truck and a sundress on my baby girl. Keep the light.
happy we have that music. I never tire hearing it. Welcome to the show. Mary, how are you doing tonight?
Doing great. How are you?
Really good. One thing I didn't mention in my opener, because I'm just kind of a rookie at doing that, but one thing I didn't mention was the special guest you're going to have on. Do you know about what time she's coming in? And I'm sure we can go ahead and tell everybody if you want to share with everybody who is the special guest.
Yes, we're supposed to be having Sandra Diaz call in. She is two-time winner of Survivor. Actually, she is the only two-time winner of Survivor. And she should be calling in within the next 5 to 10 minutes.
And
she is a huge fan of all CBS reality, just
as
I am.
Cool.
She loves Big Brother. She loves The Amazing Race, and she loves Survivor.
Hey, Mary, I know sometimes you've had your special guest three-way call, but should I be looking for...
You should be looking for her to call.
Do you know
I'm
her area?
I'm not calling her. She's calling in. No, I don't.
Okay, I will keep an eye out. I will keep an eye out for probably a North Carolina area code, I would think. But at any rate, I wanted to also bring on air with us a very good friend of the show who is also part of the well-known Whispers Facebooks, both Survivor Whispers and Big Brother Whispers, and obviously a huge fan of Survivor and maybe even a bigger fan of Mary. Welcome, Michael Doyle.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, Michael.
Of course I'm a bigger fan of Mary. She's awesome. How can you not be a fan of her?
So can I ask a stupid question?
No question is stupid, Mary. You know
this
that.
This one just might be, and you're going to change your mind. Does Canada get the Amazing Race at the same time we get the Amazing Race?
Pretty much, if you're living in the middle of Canada, which is pretty much the middle of nowhere, but then you got the West Coast and then the East Coast, and the East Coast actually starts around in Ontario. So
okay,
we got different.
I think that is a great question. As a matter of fact, Mary, I never even thought of it. Michael always seems to have watched the show.
Yeah, and I just started wondering tonight, does he get to watch it when we get to watch it?
Mm-hmm.
Network is it? Is it on, what's it, Spike?
All shows are on Global TV. It's a Canadian television station. And then there's also Big Brother Canada would be on Spike TV. Splice TV, sorry.
Well, I don't know if the whole nation was delayed tonight or not, but for me, our Amazing Race started at 42 minutes past the hour, 7:42 Central Time, because the football game went a little bit long.
Wow, ours here in Kentucky was on time, 8:30. Right on the dot. I always record The Good Wife right after, just in case.
Yep.
But I put it on, and it was coming on.
Well, personally, it stresses me out. First, it stresses me out that Cherry isn't headlining the, our partnership, if you will. But I also get stressed out that the show is going to end right before I have to fire this thing up on Sunday night. And trying to take some notes and also watch the show and for it to, start late is just, I don't know. So, Mary, let's start off first of all. I'm just curious, how did David like last week's episode? Because he won't see tonight's until tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning. Or tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening, just how he feels in the morning, because he does work a long night tonight. But, we are both, like I said, huge reality fans, and you just cannot wait to the next episode.
Which, obviously is the case here coming up.
I did not expect this coming up.
Oh, I know.
It's so
Michael,
early to have a continuum.
Michael, I'm going to throw this to you as you are new to helping me out, or, you know, it's not Sherry and I, because I have a couple of callers I need to screen. So you just chat away with Mary for a bit, okay, bud?
Okay, all right. Mary, fill me in with what's going on here. How are Kim, how is the baseball wives, how are they doing?
They're not doing too good.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no. They seem to make the wrong decisions on the tasks to do.
Okay.
In which I felt so bad for them tonight. I mean, golly. All those cods they were carrying on them. I mean, one of the baseball chicks was like, I just felt so sorry for her. She was, like, carrying so much, and she kept saying, my neck's breaking, and I'm thinking, what really happens if, you know, sometimes you wonder, what happens if somebody really dies on the race?
I got to thinking that tonight. I don't know if that would ever happen, though, not on Amazing Race.
Well, I'm telling you, it ain't like they can stop you from falling.
Well,
you see how high they had to climb up to get those thingies? What if they fell and broke their neck?
I think they have a lot of safety stuff, though, don't they? And then they have a safety backup, and then they got
people.
Well,
they do, but it didn't look very safe to me. Not that right there, you know. When I climbed the Great Wall of China, they had me, like, all harnessed up.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Lynn and Carlin, one of them, even, maybe it was Tom and Terry, somebody ended up going upside down and just hanging.
I thought you said Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Terry. But somebody ended up hanging upside down. So I just knew, okay, even if I fall, I'm not going to die on that thing. But, gosh, today just looks so grueling and dangerous.
That's another thing, too, scaling the buildings and stuff, like a lot of those challenges, like that looks pretty scary. Like, you know, like a couple seasons ago when they did that in Vegas, I think it was. And then, oh, my God, I was like, and I just went ziplining, too. So I conquered my fear of heights. I have a total fear of heights. I would be, like, frozen on top in the middle of the building.
Hey, guys. Just to let you know I'm back. I have no idea what you're talking about or if I interrupted. We don't have our special guest on yet, but I do have a surprise caller that just wanted to call in and say hi. Surprise caller, I just talked to you. Go ahead.
Hey, Mary.
Why, hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. I finally got the chance to call in. I'm sorry it's taken me so many weeks.
Is this Adam?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. I'm thinking, okay, it could only be Adam.
It could only be Adam.
Oh,
my
Adam
gosh.
Got to go to Tennessee to Judd's party.
I did. I went to Judd's welcome home party.
Oh, Mary Mary was telling us about this friend that drove down there. That was you then.
That was me.
How was it?
It was so much fun. Judd's family is just phenomenal. They're such a great group of people. So welcoming. I couldn't have asked for anything better.
Oh, well.
I've actually, many of them, even Judd's grandma has messaged me on Facebook since then. And she's like, I just want you to know we support you for Big Brother 16. So,
oh, that's
Amanda,
awesome. Do you have any photos?
I do. I posted a couple on Facebook, and then I have some on Twitter. My name's Adam Pink, so...
Okay.
And after looking at his pictures, we talk, and I said, Amanda looks so much skinnier.
She is.
Because I remember seeing her all day long, every day, and wearing just little panties or whatever she wore, you know.
Yeah.
Just in her pictures, she looks, wow, she looks stunning.
She's really tall.
Adam, I'm wondering if you knew this or not, but you may or may not know, but I actually did get to meet McCray, Amanda, and Judd in a meet and greet up here north of Minneapolis, and my first thoughts when I saw her was, wow.
She's completely, I think she looks completely different body-wise, not so much her face, but body-wise in person.
But you got to meet more than just Judd.
I met Jeremy and Nick also.
What's Nick like?
He's very outgoing. He would actually get up from the table if they were doing autographs at one point, and he was getting up from the table and going out into the crowd and seeing everyone else that was out there. He was outgoing, very talkative. He was probably the most talkative of the group.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Gina
was
Marie
it like
was, a, Gina Marie
was it like
was
a couple
there.
Hours?
The party, it went from 2 until 8 o'clock that night.
Wow.
And it was funny because Amanda tweeted the next morning, her first tweet the next morning after the party was, "Never drink moonshine." So that was one of my favorite things. And then also Judd and Jeremy went and got tattoos after Judd's party the next day.
I saw those. Vetoes, right?
Jeremy got a V on one toe and then an X on the other. And then McCray and Judd got veto symbols.
Okay,
Nick
guys.
Nick is moving to L.A. They have rented an RV, so they showed up in a huge RV, and they're traveling with some kind of YouTube tour going
yeah.
to different
wow.
places.
Yeah, I saw him promoting that, and he's trying to get as many places as he can on his way there. And then he had, like, a Kickstarter or something, trying to raise funds or something.
And another thing, Mary, his director for the Kickstarter tour was from Lexington.
Really?
Yeah, I met him also.
That's cool.
Hey, guys, we do have our very special guest ready to come up on the air with us. Adam, I'm going to put you on mute here, but I will pick you up.
I'm going to head on out. I have an organic quiz to study for. I just wanted to stop by and tell you guys hello.
Good luck, Adam.
Do you know who the special guest is, Adam?
Sandra from Survivor.
Yeah.
Correct?
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if you knew or not. So.
Well, thanks for calling in, Adam, and sharing your Big Brother experience with us. That's so cool. I know how fun it is to meet the house guests in person.
Yes, thank you, guys.
All right, take care. And without further ado, we have, my switchboard was stuck for a bit, but we do have Mary's special guest on right now, Sandra Diaz-Twine, the only two-time winner. She's probably tired of hearing that of Survivor. Welcome, Sandra, to the Rad Reality Show Network.
Yay! Thank you.
Yay.
It never gets old.
I know it, honey. I don't blame you. I'd be like bragging it.
It never
so how
gets
did you
old.
Get to
but
meet?
How are you guys doing tonight?
We're
doing
good.
Awesome.
Again, this is Paul from Minnesota. You just heard Mary, and we also have joining us on the air tonight our normal. Co-host Cherry Garcia was not able to get on tonight. She's got some family matters and is a little busy. But Michael Doyle is a huge Survivor fan from Winnipeg, Manitoba in Canada. He's part of Big Brother Whispers and Survivor Whispers on Facebook. Say hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Oh, geez.
Well, I've been to Canada, Michael. When I was stationed
awesome.
In Fort Lewis, Washington, we went up there 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful,
wow.
Very beautiful.
And you got to come back. You know that, right?
Well, I'm far away now, and I try not to get on those long flights. If I don't have to, I don't.
Yeah, I totally understand.
I would like to know, Sandra, how you and Mary got to know each other.
Me and Mary met in Kentucky when I went for a charity event for the firefighters. That was the first time we met, right, Mary?
Yes, and you brought your kids.
Yeah, but I don't think that was the only time. I saw you somewhere else. Was it in Temecula?
In Florida, yep. No, in Florida. We haven't
oh,
been
okay, okay.
Temecula
then we
yet.
Did the Give Kids the World.
Right.
Okay, in celebration, yeah.
Okay, can you guys explain this to me, that Give Kids the World? I keep hearing about that.
It's huge.
That one is really one of the best charities. That one and the one that Jillian does in Temecula for Michelle's Place. But the one for Give Kids the World is for children that are terminally ill, and they get to spend a week in all the Orlando theme parks. I don't want to say Disney because it's not just Disney. Mm-hmm. And they get to bring their immediate family, mom, dad, brother, sister, and everything is taken care of. And they get to go to the parks, and they get to eat out, and they take care of their gas, and they put them up. And just so that the children can have a wonderful week where they don't have to worry about their illnesses, but they also have dietitians there that cater to the child's needs, you know, because every child is different. And mm-hmm. it's really nice. It's really something that I love to do. That one I love to do. And it makes you grateful that you have children that usually just get a cold, maybe an ear infection. That's about it. Mm-hmm. But these parents, they deal with a lot of things, and a lot of times vacations are the last things on their mind. You know, they're worrying about where am I going to get medicine from versus do I have money to pay the rent or the mortgage or the car note. You know, they have other things to worry about. So they get a free vacation, and they do children from all over the world, not just the United States.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It really is. It's really heart-touching.
I also know, I've heard of that charity many times, and it does have some great support from the reality stars, and everyone that's attended there has been very moved and inspired by going there. I think the same could be said about Jillian Larson's Reality Rally in Temecula, California, which I know Mary and David were hoping to get there last year. Maybe they can get there the next year, but how fun and what an amazing event Jillian puts on, Sandra. We want to talk about that at all?
Yeah, she does that one for Michelle's Place. That one has to do with cancer. Breast cancer, I believe, to be specific, but correct me if I'm wrong. And with that one, though, it's more intense because the reality stars actually participate and they go out in teams and people, you know, pay money to be with certain stars. And I always say, if you want to win, don't pay to be with me. But that one is really, really fun, and it's really up there, too. Like I said, those are my top two. And then, yeah, everything is in Temecula, and you race around town, and you go and you do different races. But with that one, yeah, it's real intense because you do have to race from point A to point B, and you're not supposed to cheat and catch rides and whatnot. And it's really funny if you're just, like, just watching. And they have to do all these different challenges, and it's really good. That one's exciting.
Yeah, oh, cool. It's very important. As we all know, Jillian Larson's been on our show numerous times to talk about Reality Rally and how it all began with her. And it began when she had time, when she was eliminated, I think, second on Survivor Gabon, and she came up with this concept. She is an amazing, accomplished woman in her own right, even before Survivor, and I've always been impressed by Jillian. But she came up with this, and Michelle, that the charity is about, was tragically misdiagnosed at a very young age. I think she was 23, 24 years old or something like that, and by the time they diagnosed it, she was too far gone. And then, of course, Jillian also likes to honor one of your fellow castaways, Jen Lyons, who also mm-hmm. tragically died, as well as Jillian's brother. So it sounds like just an amazing event, and Jillian does a top-notch job. So anybody, I think, is it every year in April, Sandra?
Right, every year in April.
I think
towards the beginning of April, too. It's towards the beginning.
I always love the online auctions, too. I try to bid on them, and then that way I can contribute, because it's really hard for people from Canada to go down. But, you know, everything is taken care of online, so we like to do our bid up here too. So,
yeah, that's good. That's really good. And she has the support of a lot of the survivors that live out in L.A. Well, not just the survivors, a lot of the reality stars that are in California. You know, because it's easy for them to get there and, you know, make a presence. The ones that are over here on the East Coast, that's a different story because it's harder for us.
Right. I do know there's a very interesting auction item that showed up already from Jody Wincheski, who was a racer on Amazing Race season 14, I believe. She was paired with a flight attendant. Jody is now working in casting for many reality shows. She actually, one of her finds was Hayden Moss, who ended up going on Big Brother, but is now on Survivor. But she is offering anybody that contributes $50, she will personally look at your audition video for The Amazing Race, and she doesn't get to choose because she's casting other shows, but she says, I will give you feedback and tell you whether or not your video tells us what we want to see. So I thought that was an amazing auction item. What do you guys think?
Oh, yeah, she should make a killing with that because so many people make videos, you know, year after year after year without any feedback, any input as to what they need to do, what they're not doing, what they need to fix, what they can improve on. And her giving, you know, her advice, you know, I think they should do it. Anyone that's interested in trying to get on the show.
Mm-hmm. I agree. One last thing that I want to, or there'll be two last things. One is to mention that the founder of this show, it's called The Rad Reality Show, named after our founder, Ron Radkowitz. And Ron started the show as a huge Big Brother fan, but he expanded it to all other reality shows, including, you know, Survivor and The Amazing Race. And we've had on so many Big Brother house guests, so many Survivor castaways and Amazing Race racers. But he absolutely, Sandra, would – he actually passed away 2.5 years ago, and two of his big supporters, myself and Cherry Garcia, promised him that we'd keep the show going. And we have done that, and we've actually – tonight is our 300th show that we've done since Ron's passing. But the reason I'm bringing him up to you, Sandra, is because he was a huge fan of yours, and he would be so thrilled that you're on the show with us tonight, and I just wanted to pass that little information along to you.
Well, thank you, Paul. Thank you for letting me know that. Why didn't you guys ever invite me to the show?
Well, I'm sure Ron probably tried, but it didn't work out. But you're here now, so that's what really counts. It's out there in public.
He's smiling from above, right?
He is absolutely jumping and giggling in his cute little giggle that he had, and he'd be so happy from above. The other thing I want to say is you and I have something in common, if this information I saw on the internet is correct, but I was born much earlier than you. We share the same birthday, girl.
July 30th, you're a Leo, a leader, not a follower?
I am July 30th, many years before you, and here's the other thing we share. The last place that I was before I discharged from the Army was Fort Bragg.
And I am still here.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
oh, my God. But, yeah, this is Fayetteville is it for me. This is home for me now.
Home sweet home.
Yep, home sweet home.
How
crazy is that?
Yep, it's a small world.
It's a small world. It is. It truly is.
How big is Fort Bragg anyways?
Fort Bragg is huge. It's one of the biggest Army bases on the East Coast.
Yep. I'm a military brat myself.
Were you ever here?
No,
because you're Canadian.
Yeah, I was born in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, which is actually home of the Canadian Snowbirds.
Okay.
And they're like our like national flight kind of program. You know how you have your F-18s, who are those guys that fly? They do those air shows.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so anyways, that's our thing. And then my dad was a pilot, and I lived in Europe for 9 years. And then my brother, he's a squadron commander in Alberta. So I'm not in the military, but my brother is in the military. So that's pretty cool.
And I'm sure they train alongside the Americans, correct?
Oh, yeah. My brother right now is in New Mexico right now.
White Sands Missile Range?
I guess so. I don't know. He didn't tell me. But he will be coming here to Winnipeg, actually, tomorrow, so I get to see him. I don't get to see him often.
It's,
so.
It's interesting, Michael, that you said your dad was a pilot, because my career actually started in the Army. It was as an air traffic controller. So.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Michael, and if your brother is in White Sands Missile Range, then that's something we share in common. Your brother and I were both in the same place. What a
small
world.
She's already working the game right now, talking the strategy here, or not just doing social skills.
Well, there was so much to chat with you about, Sandra. I know Mary asked you to come on to maybe talk about the Amazing Race, because that's what this show is about. But our fans are also certainly interested in other things, and Survivor being one of them. And obviously, Michael is a huge Survivor fan. And Mary told me that you're actually a fan of Big Brother. So that is so cool as well. Do you want to touch on... maybe briefly, any thoughts about this past season and of Big Brother, and anything about Survivor before we get into the race?
About Big Brother, I just want to say that I know people might not like this, but I was a big Alyssa fan, only because I felt like she wasn't treated right just because she was Rachel's sister. What else? Let me think back on all this stuff. I didn't like Aaron. I really did not like Aaron one bit. What else? Let me think. Gosh, because Big Brother was what, like 2 months ago?
You're doing good, though. I remember your posts.
I'm thinking, because they would piss me off sometimes.
Yeah,
let me
you
see.
Were
what
mad.
Else? I was always hating on somebody. Let me think. Jeremy. Well, I didn't like Jeremy. So that's why when you guys were talking about that, he was on a bus somewhere doing something, I was like, I didn't like him at all.
I will tell you this, Sandra, that my favorite from day one was McRae, because I am in Minnesota. McRae was from Minnesota. I actually went down to the Mall of America when they had the open auditions. I just went down there because Janelle was there doing a meet and greet, and so I wanted to meet her. But then I saw all these people trying out, and I thought, you know, what if one of these people actually gets on the show? So I took little bits of video, and I actually captured McRae walking, standing in line, and then I saw him meet Janelle, and after he met her, he just had this air about him, and I actually went up to this kid, not having any clue anybody was getting on, and got to meet him at the Mall of America at the auditions. So I was a big fan of McRae's from the get-go, and I guess I just wanted to mention my favorite, see if that jogged any memories of yours.
Let me ask you this, in regards to him, what's the deal with him and Amanda? Are they still together?
They are indeed. They have not spent basically a moment apart since the show ended. She came up to Minneapolis for a good two and a half weeks. Judd came up to visit them, and they all went down one night to Janelle's house south of Minneapolis and spent the night there. Another Minneapolis Big Brother person from season 9, Amanda Hansen. Bueno! Remember Amanda? She was down there, and now they have gone down to Florida, and McRae has been down with Amanda in Florida for the last couple of weeks, and he's not sure when he'll leave. Everybody that has met them can see that they really do have something going. And if they're happy and they're meant to be, I'm happy for them both.
Okay, I can see that. I guess it was genuine. I really wasn't an Amanda fan, especially when she was attacking Alyssa, so I really don't have anything, like, awesome to say about her. I'm sorry. McCray
right.
was good. You know, he did the best he could with what he had, but, you know, she had control of the game. So
right.
I'm sure he'll probably have the opportunity to play again and show a different side. You know, if they do an All-Stars, I wouldn't be surprised if he was invited back. Both of them were invited back, actually.
So what do you say?
I got it.
Go ahead, Michael.
I was going to say, I have to ask, have you caught any of Big Brother Canada?
No, never.
Okay, I'll have to, we'll have to send you a link of the show, and then you can see all the crazy twists and turns. I think you'll have a hoot with it.
All right,
and
then lastly...
go ahead.
I was going to move on to
her
thoughts
right
of
ahead.
Survivor. If her thoughts of this season of Survivor.
I'm actually digging it. I like it. The weird thing is that every time I go to one of Candace's family's preview party, something bad happens to Candace or John.
Aww.
So I'm like their bad luck charm, like for real. Like when they had the first episode, I went over there to hang out with them. Candace gets voted off and sent to Redemption Island. And then the second time I go over there, John ends up in Redemption Island. And then the third time I go over there, poor Candace gets voted off. And now I think I'm just going to keep my butt at home.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of Redemption Island, Sandra?
I like Redemption Island on TV. I wouldn't like Redemption Island because if you vote me out, that's it. I just want to go home. I'm already awful at the challenges, so why torture? You know, I don't want to be tortured and have to sit there through the next challenge just to just finally get to go home, you know? Redemption Island is not for me.
That is not your expertise. Your expertise is in other things on Survivor, obviously. Do you now watch Survivor looking for any other castaways that might try to be employing your kind of strategy? Have you ever seen anybody else be as successful as you are? You were?
From time to time, I'll hear them say something like, as long as it ain't me, then that's something they got off of me. Sabrina did a lot of Sandra. Sabrina Thompson from, was it One World?
Oh, this is hard. Michael,
don't quote me on it, and I'm sure the fans will know if I got it wrong.
I think you're right, Sandra.
Okay,
I think you're right.
Sabrina. She, even when she got on, when they always ask you, like, what Survivor you most like, and you give one or two answers, and she said, Sandra, and as long as it ain't me, and she said it on there one time in one episode, as long as it ain't me, I don't care who goes home. I was like, you go, girl.
Yeah.
So she went to the final three, so... That was good.
Yeah, you're right. It was One World.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys. Mary, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to tell her it was Big Brother Canada. I YouTubed it. And they know what they're doing in Canada.
Hey?
Yeah, you all did pretty good. I like y'all Canadian people.
Sandra, it starts up in it's a wintertime thing. It starts up in February, so it's kind of for us Big Brother addicts that our U.S. version is off. We got another one that, you know, at least we can understand the language. So
yeah,
okay. One day I won't promise, but one day I'll look at it. It's just that between my soap operas, my Spanish soap operas, I mean. You know, they start at 7 and they go through to 10 o'clock and then I have to record whatever is at 8 because, you know, I got something else going on and then the voice and forget it. It's like it's just too much. Like I honestly cannot pick up another show.
Did you ever watch the Big Brother Brazil? Oh, my God. That was years ago and it's like almost R-rated.
Oh, no. I didn't even know they had a Big Brother Brazil.
Yeah. Oh,
Big Brother
like the woman...
is in like 70-some countries. It's all over the world. It's crazy.
I wouldn't doubt it. I just stick to the American version because, like you guys said, that's something I can understand. I guess I could understand the Canadian, too. But I just – it's just too much. I really just can't. I'm sorry.
Hey, we can relate, as our other co-host, Cherry Garcia, always says, so much reality TV, so little time.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Yeah. All right. So, Mary, let's take it away for the Amazing Race, and I'm going to kind of try to be quiet for a little bit here. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, let's see. We started off in Portugal. Phil was very cute on the miniature Great Wall of China. Well, I mean, buddy, I remember seeing him on the big Great Wall of China. He looked cute on that mini one. And let's see, first to take off was Nicole and Travis. And they left at 11:08 p.m. and went to a travel agency and was told there is only one flight out and it is the next day. And so everybody would be on one flight to go to Svolvær, Norway.
Mary.
The Arctic Circle. Yuck.
Okay,
yes,
I got an Amazing Racer question for you. Okay, you have 12 hours rest between, like, different challenges and stuff, right?
Yeah, sometimes you have 36 hours. It's according to how long the race
is. Oh, okay. Would the flights include in the rest, or is that part of the...
No. You get 12 hours with no cameras.
Oh, okay.
But that also includes your interviews, and by way of... You know, if you come in first, you get the first interview. You come in last, which me and David did a whole lot. Then we had to wait until everybody else interviewed to get our interview.
Mm,
and then you
okay.
get your showers in. You get your, you know, if you're smart, you're going to ask the locals or somebody to tell you how to get to a airport. Or what's the best way to go? Go to an airport or go to a travel agency?
Right. Okay.
And then you start your race, and that's the flights are you know, you'll get told to go. The flights are part of the race.
Okay. Sorry, I had to ask. So
that's okay. But
okay.
So they went more than 2,000 miles away, like Paul said, to the Arctic Circle. And Phil said they would go by plane and ferry. And they would get their first clue at the ferry terminal. So their airplane shows up in Bodø, Norway. And what I thought was awesome is the sun never sets.
I know.
I wouldn't know what to do. My kids watch it with me, and Hannah's like, Mom, I would never sleep if I lived there. Because there's never darkness.
Is that all year round?
Yeah. Well, I mean.
No.
Time. Okay, it was this time of the year.
Okay.
No, when they get to the winter time, they have a couple hours of sunlight is all. It's if that much. But during the summertime is when they have the midnight sun, if you will. But I was curious also, Mary, from your memory of all the seasons of Amazing Race, have they ever been that far north before?
I only know of Alaska, you know. I don't think they've ever been to the Arctic Circle. Because
okay.
It blew my mind away to think how cold is that going to be. And then they're on the ferry and acting like king of the world.
Yeah.
And iceberg ahead. I was like, oh, my gosh, I'd be dying.
And not only that, a three-hour ferry ride, so they were heading quite a distance away, and that boat or that ferry looked like it was traveling pretty fast. Also,
I was gonna say that ferry was going faster than cars do on our highways.
Now, also of note about the time of the ferry ride, we got a clip of Marie saying that she planned to hold on to the second express pass until she hits the mat of the fifth leg, which I believe, if I'm not mistaken, is the last she could, you know, use that to hand that over. Is that correct?
Right. She has to hand it over by the fifth leg, by the end of the fifth leg.
And if she doesn't, then what?
I don't think they have a choice.
Is there
I think
a penalty?
They have to.
No, there wouldn't be a penalty. They just lose that advantage. They just, you know, have to throw it away.
No.
No, they have to give it to somebody.
They have to give it over, right.
Oh, they do.
Because the way you're saying, then you could use it, because that's what she's doing. She's using it as leverage. and then promising I'll give it to you if you need it, and then not giving it, which we've seen.
Right.
You know, that would play into anybody's hands to say, well, you have to give it over by the 5th, but if you don't, then we'll just throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're going to have to choose somebody to give it to, or the Amazing Race will give it away to somebody for them.
Ah, okay. Anyway, they finish their ferry ride, and they find the next clue. You know, I mean, everybody was there looking for that next clue, and the detour was either hang your heads or hammer of the cods. And I didn't like either of those. I thought they were both gross.
Yeah, I didn't like either one either. Plus, I wouldn't like it anyway. I don't like cold places.
All right. The thing that I always wonder about when we get these detours is which one, when you were watching it, Mary and or Sandra, answer this, which one did you think would be the hardest or easiest, the most time-consuming? You know, it's hard to choose, isn't it, Mary?
It is. When you open up the clue, the only thing they actually saw was hang your heads or hammer of the cots. There was no description on that part of the clue that you read first that tells you this one is this and this one is this. Now you choose which one you want. Just by those two titles of the clues, you have to choose.
All right,
so you can think it's something different. But then you open up the clue, and then that's what you see, what you've chosen.
Okay, but we as viewers hear Phil describe what they have to do, and when he describes that, I always try as a fan to figure out, you know, which one sounds like it will be quicker or the easiest. And I, be honest with you, I kind of thought that the hammer of the cods might be easier, and I was so mistaken. Do you guys think the same way as I do? Try to pick which one you think is going to be the quickest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I always go for the first one.
Do you?
it's always the instinct, I think.
Because a lot of people always go for the first one anyway, and then if you see that it's difficult, you have the option to run to the second one. You know.
Sure.
I don't know. Yeah. I just always say, with the first thing that they say, go.
Yep.
I would agree with the watch.
I would be the same. I would do the same thing.
So the string the heads thing is kind of gross, because all you have is fish heads that you have to skewer on a big needle. And then thread up, what was it, 10 bunches? And what I didn't
into
know...
into a bunch and 6 bunches.
And what Phil didn't say was how far, from what, you know, I saw, it didn't say how far they had to go.
It looked like quite a while.
Up, it was how far?
I said it looked like quite a while.
Yeah, it was quite a distance. And then the hammer, the cods, all they had to do was pick up these dried fishes, and that surprised me as well, because I thought dried fishes, you know, they're probably pretty light, which we find out later certainly wasn't the case, that they were very heavy. And they had to take these dried fish to hammer them into fish jerky that weighed a kilo. How much is a kilo, Michael?
Kilo? I don't know, but I can use trust old Google.
No,
here.
But you in Canada use kilos, right?
Yeah, it's like a pound, I guess, but I don't know. I don't want to give you a wrong answer. I'm an honest guy.
No, that
guy.
Looks like more than a pound, and not only that, that cod is covered in salt, so that's heavy.
1 kilogram is 2.2 pounds.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. See, I didn't want to answer wrong. I don't do that.
So who was, Mary, I think, wasn't it Jason and Amy and Brandon and Adam that seemed to be in the lead at that point of the detour?
For the hang your heads?
Yeah.
Yeah, weren't they the kind of the first ones in
yes.
the lead? Yeah.
Yeah, it was Jason and Adam, and then Brandon, yeah, Jason and Amy, and then Brandon and Adam, and they're the ones that told Nicole and Travis about to get the piece of wood with the color, with the flag on, and that's when the other girl figured it out, the Marie girl that we don't like. Well,
because
that I don't like. I don't
Marie
know if
got,
I like
right.
her.
Tim and Marie got there first, actually. And she didn't look, she didn't know to look for the marked clue, I guess, to look for the marked pole.
Mm-hmm.
So they had already had it completed when everybody else got there, when the other, two other groups showed up and they found the right poles. But then they were smart enough not to tell Tim and Marie. I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
So Marie's like jumping all over Tim, did you not tie the knots right? And
hey,
all comes to find out it was all Marie's fault.
Hey, guys, I'm going to just interrupt at this moment, and I'm going to play something that this is kind of exciting for me. You'll know after I start it.
Okay.
Louis.
Hey, Louie, are you there?
I'm here.
Louie Stravato of The Amazing Race and our normal or past seasoned regular host of this show. You're on live with Mary Conley and also Sandra Diaz Twine, the only two-time winner of Survivor. Louie, I'm so happy you popped in unexpectedly. How you doing?
I am doing great. I missed the show a lot. So I haven't even seen tonight's episode yet, but that's okay. I'm not big on, surprises. So no big deal if I hear anything. I'm going to watch it no matter what. But Mary, how are you, honey? Thank you for taking over. We were, everybody was worried who's going to do it. And I'm so happy you came to the plate. You are awesome. Sandra, we hung out in Virginia, if you remember.
We
that's
sure did. I was going to say, I know I've met you before. We took pictures together. How you doing?
Yes, we did. Good, honey. Good. I'm doing amazing.
What brings you over here today? You just wanted to say hello?
I wanted to say hi to everybody because I miss you guys. I retired as a police officer after 26 years back in May. And I picked up another job where I'm working as a compliance representative at a casino here in Rhode Island. And
Richard Hatch lives in Rhode Island, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Okay.
Michelle Costa does too.
Yep.
Okay.
Louie, for I don't know how many seasons of The Amazing Race were you hosting our Rad Reality Show. The Amazing Race.
I did 3 years with you guys, so that's about six seasons.
Yep. So, Sandra, that explains why I was excited, why I even had a clip to play, is because Louie was our regular host until Mary graciously took over the reins for him because of his new job. So that's why he's popped in. To say hi.
Yeah, okay, Louie, how's Mary doing? She's got big shoes to fill, right?
No, not at all.
I
Mary,
sure do, buddy. You ought to see me at notes galore.
No, listen, Mary used to call in every once in a while on my show. She was always awesome, always gave awesome insight on the show. And, so I'm excited. I'm happy. I'm so happy.
Good,
so,
good.
Yeah.
Sandra, Mary became a regular caller back before I even started listening to the Rad Reality Show. Our founder had Michael Cowboy Ellis as one of his Big Brother hosts, and Mary and David are huge Big Brother fans and became friends with Cowboy and would regularly call in. So they've been part of the Rad Reality Show. Mary and David have been almost from the beginning.
I think that if Mary had a cereal box that had reality TV on it, she'd just have it every day.
Hey, let me ask a question.
Yes,
where's Chevy?
She had some family she got too busy and had some family matters that she had to take care of. I didn't know if she might pop in or not tonight. But she was kind of busy, and she threw the reins to me tonight, which I don't I'm not comfortable with, but everybody's helping me out tonight. So
you're doing awesome, Paul. You're doing awesome.
You've always done an awesome job.
Thanks, Louis. How have you enjoyed what you have seen? You've seen all the episodes except tonight?
Yes. Yeah, I'm loving it. I'm jealous. I hear that next season is All Stars. I don't know if you guys slipped that out yet, but I'm slipping it out for you. And I heard, next season's All Stars, and I didn't get a call, and I'm pissed. What are you gonna do?
Well, spill the beans. Who got called, or who do you think got called? Are you not gonna say?
No, I
heard Brendan and Rachel again.
Oh, come on!
That'll be their fourth time on between both shows.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, I love both of them. I love Brendan and Rachel. They're friends of mine, but I mean, all right, I guess that brings people back. But Louis and Michael would have brought people back. Mary and David would have brought people back. Come on,
Well, I did hear this, and it's all rumor. Supposedly, some of it's pretty sure. But I did hear rumor that the Chippendales were invited, but backed out, and replacing them certainly. Our favorites of ours on this show are Mark and Bopper. So,
good. All right, but I just hope there's no other cop teams or law enforcement type teams that are chosen back as All Stars, and they went over Louis and Michael. Then I'll be really mad. So, I still love the show. It's not gonna stop me from watching it, but I was praying and hoping that I'd get one more opportunity to do the Amazing Race because it was such a great time, but it's not going to happen. So maybe it will. I mean, it's still down the road time. I mean, I'm in the best shape of my life now. I'm like, I wanted to show it, but it's not going to happen.
And Louis, we know from being friends with you and talking with you how much you want to do it, but does Michael really want to do it as well? Is he just as fired up to go back?
Mike said he would go back in a second. Yes. Yep. I mean, we've had the discussion several times. I said, Mike, if we ever get the call, would you go back? And he said yes. So, what are you going to do? I mean, it is what it is, and it'll be a great show no matter what, but it would have been a better show.
So, Louis, is this for the next season that'll be showing, the one that'll be leaving in November?
Yes.
Then they should have already gotten their callbacks,
Right. Oh, yeah. They're probably filming it right now,
I don't think they start filming.
When we were called back for All-Stars, we were told, the very last week of September, we started airing September 17th, and I think it was September 29th when they called and asked us to do the next season. And then we left, November 13th.
Yeah, so they called you really quick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But
a short period of time or not a short period?
Well, they gave us from the end of September until the middle of November.
Yeah.
I think they kind of had to wait on us to be eliminated or something.
Right.
Because we were still on TV at the point, and then the week we got eliminated, 5 days, 3 days later, we left to go around the world again.
Yep.
You know what? I'm going to interject. I was going to talk about this a little bit later, but this is a good time to break. I know that something that both Sandra and Mary share in common is they were both in studio live on the early show, and Mary and David were interviewed by Harry Smith, and Sandra got, after Heroes and Villains, got Julie Chen. And being Big Brother fans, Mary, are you jealous that you didn't get Julie?
Yes.
But I've been interviewed by Harry, too, so, I mean, that's something that we have in common.
But you got Julie.
Yeah, because Harry was gone.
Yeah, you got Julie.
What's Julie like? You might be a little jealous of that, Mary.
I was. I mean, you know, I was very upset when I showed up in New York and didn't have Julie Chen. I'm telling you, I was mad. And I let him know it, too.
And you both were on Regis and Kelly?
I was. Was you?
Yeah, I was.
Sandra was about to say, yeah, Mary, I was on twice.
No, yeah, I don't do those kinds of things. But yes, I was.
I do.
That's cute.
So at any rate, I thought that was kind of cute, because when I saw, I replayed those videos, and when I saw Sandra getting her check from Julie and sitting there with Poverty and a scowling another guy, I thought, oh, I bet Mary would have loved if Julie Chen was there. And anyway, certainly the funny part was Sandra wanting to get the small check and stuffing it in her bra.
Yeah, but I have the big check. It's right here in my bedroom. I have it.
Oh,
it was hard to get it on the plane. But once I told them what they wanted to charge me for, like, the size of the check, you know, because of the size of it, I was like, I ain't paying nothing. Then I told them what it was, and then they let me just go ahead and take it on and put it behind, like, the seats at the end of the airplane. And then I had to wait for everyone to get off to then go back there and retrieve it. But I don't care. I dragged that joker all the way home.
Do you still have your tiara?
I do. I sure do. Yeah. My sister got that for me.
Oh, that's... Hey,
it's
guys,
full of pearls.
We have a fan that has been listening on the phone from the very beginning. She is a huge fan of all three of our CBS shows. And she also, Mary, I believe, looking at her area code, hails from Kentucky, probably in the Lexington area, and I want to bring her on at this point and say hi to everybody. Stephanie.
Hello.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, everybody. So I've got Sandra and Mary, Michael, Paul.
Hi.
Is that
all?
And
Louie. Oh, and Louie. I forgot. I listened to the song and everything,
Stephanie,
and I still forgot.
Stephanie, hold on a second, because I heard Louie.
It sounds like he
needs to get going, but I want to say to you, Louie, thank you again, and surprise us anytime when you have the night off Sunday night, because I know that Cherry would love to hear from you as well.
Thank you, Louie.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you all soon. Thank you so much.
Bye.
I hope you get a call
back
really soon, honey. If they call me, I'll tell them to call you.
Because
I
sure
don't
want to
do it.
Bye, man. Bye, Sandy. Bye, Paul. You might love
Bye.
To
take
me.
Take care, Louie. That was, you know, Mary, you know how much we love you, but to be honest with you, I have been every Sunday night just curious, is Louie going to surprise us some night, you know, when he has the night off and call in? And that was so much fun. So,
I know, understandable.
Anyway, Stephanie, before we get back into what was going on in Amazing Race tonight, did you have any unrelated Amazing Race questions for either Sandra or Mary as you've been sitting here listening?
Well, I guess, Mary, do you have new favorites?
Well, thank you.
Mary's favorites a couple of weeks ago were the NFL players who left.
Yeah,
so.
Mary's favorites are seeming to leave quickly, Paul.
Maybe we should
like remember I like Chester and Ephraim, and they got voted out. And then last week I was like all into the baseball girls, and now they're 5 hours behind or something. Lord of mercy.
Yes. I've been waiting 45 minutes to ask you. Those new winners. I didn't know if it was a death sentence. Mary picks them, and then they leave, right?
Yeah, that's what's happening.
No.
Yeah.
No. I just
so
I
I'm gonna start. I'm gonna start to like. Turn it off, please. I'm going to start to like the team that I really don't like.
Okay,
well,
let me guess.
The Marie.
Yeah, Tim and Marie.
Is that Tim and Marie?
Yeah, I want Tim and Marie to win. So
that
we'll
is
see
what we
happens
are both
next
reach for.
Week.
You and I have done the same deal. Every time I pick somebody I like, they leave. So I'm for Tim and Marie as well.
Hey,
that's what we ought to do.
To pick up where we left off in the race, the one thing that I wrote down, which seemed to get some airtime, the decision of whether to walk to the next clue or take a taxi to the next clue. And I thought, what were you thinking when you were watching that those people trying to make those choices? And the interesting thing is it's sunlight. And they're talking about there's nobody out here. There's no cars. It's like midnight, 1 in the morning. And that seemed to be a pivotal moment, don't you think?
Yeah, but you know what? They only had to go a mile away. They could have easily just – half of the teams walked or ran. The other half waited for a cab. But you could have easily started walking, and then hopefully either a cab shows up or you're already there, which is exactly what happened to a couple of the teams.
Exactly.
And I also want to, because I also always like these moments, and certainly Mary can relate to it. I think it was Jason and Amy that finally got a taxi cab. The taxi driver took them to their location, and they told him, go back and pick up our friends. Did you catch that?
That was pretty cool, wasn't it? And he did.
Yes, he did.
That's pretty interesting you bring that up, Paul. I'm a taxi dispatcher. A lot of the drivers won't do that. Like, that's just part of, like, the industry thing. So that was probably just because, like, of the kindness of the contestants, how much they, you know, brought that out, and then the driver, you know, saw that and did that, so...
Wait, what if the driver only did it because there's no other fares at 1 o'clock in the morning?
Or
because there's somebody riding along with a camera.
Right.
Right, yeah, Mary, because somebody has to get in the cab with you guys, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I don't care if you're in Canada or what. Amazing Race shows up at your cab, you're going to take anybody anywhere and go back and get everybody else.
That's right. I would have went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
I was trying to be diplomatic.
And about the same time as that was going on, because, you know, we're continually going back and forth to people doing their challenges, how heartbreaking, whether you like them or not, is it to see Leo and Jamal with a flat tire on their wheelbarrow?
Gosh,
oh, my God. These guys get on my nerves. I swear, they're so inexperienced. I don't feel like they're taking the race seriously. They have no luck. They're making horrible mistakes every leg of the race.
They seem to me more focused on the ice
wifey
girls. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it kills me that they're going to, you know, that this is a chance to make, you know, some good money, and they're just, to me, I feel like they're crapping on it not to say a bad word. So they're not taking it seriously. Everything is all laugh and giggles for them.
Anyway, who are those girls that had to carry those they were way behind. Had
the
to carry the dried.
They carried the fish.
Nikki and Kim.
Yep.
And the flies and all the mosquitoes.
Oh.
And, oh, I felt so sorry for them and how long it took for them to get there. But then, of course, we jump ahead, unless there's something else, we jump ahead to that, you got that high-speed boat ride to the bridge, the roadblock called Who's the Biggest Swinger? And I didn't see anything on those clues that told them what they were about to do, but that looked scary, what, you know, falling from that bridge, and then they had to release themselves into that cold water and swim to a clue. They all did pretty darn well, from my opinion.
Yeah, because I'd have been, oh, my gosh, I'd have been screaming and hollering and hating everybody. Can you imagine how
and
cold
Nicole
that water
had said,
was?
Yeah, Nicole said that when you jump, somebody said, I don't know if it was Nicole, but someone said the minute you hit the water, like, it just took all your breath away, the cold of the water, just like,
yeah. You
know, your muscles didn't want to move. You just, it was hard.
And was it Jason that couldn't reach his ball release? I mean, oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
But then,
see, that's why I can't do the Amazing Race, because first of all, you'd have to push me for me to jump off the bridge. And then the minute I landed in the water, I would have probably belly flopped and been in pain and wouldn't have been able to swim. It would have been my what do they call it? My excuse.
Yeah.
Then I would have wanted out of that water
excuse.
So bad.
And then when we get to the next, I don't know whether the roadblock or the next clue or whatever, when they had to hook up that Ford Ranger, they always, every season, have an episode that highlights one of the cars that is a sponsor of the show. Oh, it was so cool how it parked itself. Oh, it was so cool. That Ford
they
Ranger.
They called this one the Ford Challenge.
Yep.
The good old plug-in.
It really, that Ford really pulled it out of there without any problem.
It was built Ford tough.
Oh,
just
my.
Like this challenge.
Hey, but it works. I bet you a couple of hundred people will wake up tomorrow and say they want a Ford.
Oh, it does. Oh, I bet it does, Sandra. It's a genius part of the Amazing Race and the editing and what they do. It really it does work.
They don't do that in Survivor anymore. No more car.
No, you can thank Yao for that.
Poor guy.
No, but
man.
I still have my car. I washed it today, as a matter of fact.
Oh, cool. Every time you bring up Yao Man and that, it just, who was it, Earl? No.
No, Yao and Dreams.
Dreams.
Yeah,
Dreams. Oh, God, that was
That was
one
so
of the,
brutal.
Oh. Oh, that I just, hate remembering that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry, Paul.
Oh, it was tough.
And everyone
was,
that wins always tells Yao, why'd he do that? Because he screwed them. Not only did now they just get the $1 million and no car.
Right.
They can thank Yao for that.
Yeah.
Yao Man has been on our show a few times, too, and I just love him to death. He is such a nice guy, and I'm sure you've seen him many times at Survivor events. True, Sandra?
Yeah, a gazillion.
Yeah. So, at any rate, after they pulled the big boulder off, they were to retrieve this bag of coins.
Viking coins.
Right, and they were going
to
be used
in a later challenge.
Right, and as we find out, it's not used yet, but the most important part, and to the excitement of many of us, and the joy of many of us, Tim and Marie quickly open their bag, and the camera zooms in on the little cloth clue telling them where the next pit stop is, and they had dropped it in the rocks, and they did not have the clue of where they're supposed to go for the pit stop. And everybody else, there wasn't anybody else that didn't get that cloth clue, if I remember correctly. Is that right?
Correct.
Right. It didn't show. Did it show Nikki and Kim doing the truck?
because they were in last place, so I'm not sure if they did.
I remember it showed Nikki and Kim jumping, but I don't remember them going to the truck.
Yeah, because they were
but
so
I'm
far.
But I'm sure that, because the camera don't just zoom in on something unless it really means something. So it's going to put Tim and Marie at a disadvantage.
Right. So we did see some help from Tim and Danny when Allie and Ashley showed up and couldn't quite get their car or their truck in reverse. And I don't know how many people on the race would flat out say to them, nope, you do it yourself. I suppose maybe when it gets later on, but, you know, they were right there in they're trailing. I mean, they're right at the back of the pack, yet they still went to help Allie and Ashley get their truck in gear.
Well, these guys, it seems like it's in their nature to be kind-hearted, but the basketball wives are way behind, so they don't have anything to worry about because when they finished smashing their fish, those girls were just showing up. So think about how long it took them to do that. They don't have anything to worry about. Why be mean and nasty when...
Yep.
And think about it. If these girls can't even reverse that stick shift car, they're going to have issues later. So these kids automatically jump in front of these girls too.
Yep.
And, you know, that's a good point. I know talking to racers in the past, and Mary, there are many times where you don't know your position. But in this instance, I think Tim and Danny well knew that they had a good lead on the last place team. So that makes sense. Good point, Sandra. But we get my favorite team, Brandon and Adam, or one of mine, I guess I should say. Brandon and Adam actually get to the pit stop first. And I'm a Minnesota Vikings fan. I live in Minnesota, and our fight song is called Skull, Vikings Skull. And they were all – and it's like holding up a glass of booze or whatever and you know, giving a cheer or that's not the word I'm looking for. But it was a pretty fabulous prize. They each got $5,000 apiece, and I just love Brandon's and Adam's spirit and their mentality and how they're enjoying this race.
I agree. I like them too. They remind me of those other two guys. What were they called? What
the
was their name? But their names.
Tyler. We had James and Tyler. I ran was Tyler. Gosh, I love him, Dennis. I do.
Well, you know what I'm
talking
about, those guys.
Too. Yeah, the hippies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what Mary always called the hippie team. But then, of course, if you were watching the time, viewers know that something's going to happen. Either a non-elimination, we're running out of time, or it's going to be a to be continued. But Phil, after he gives him the prize, says, keep racing, and hands him the clue, and screen goes to black, to be continued.
I did not see that coming.
But just before that happened, we did have the encounter between Nicole and Travis, Tim and Marie, because Tim and Marie had no idea where they were going. And
continuum.
Basically, I give props to Nicole. She looked in the eyes of those two people, and she knew that they were panicking, and she knew when to take advantage of it. And what do you think? We see next week that they ask us, will Marie give over the express pass? I'm starting to think that she will. What do you guys think?
I think they drove away and she didn't give it to them.
I'm thinking they drove away and she runs back and gets them. She is desperate right now.
Mm-hmm. What
and
do you mean when you say she runs back and gets them? You mean like follow?
Puts
they're going
in
two. The cars are in two opposite directions.
Right. Okay.
Throws the car in reverse.
But Nicole is serious in that she wants the express pass.
Yep.
So, yeah, she's going to pull out and act like she's leaving. But she's going to keep another eye on Marie and Tim.
There is no, am I correct in saying that even though Tim and Marie have an express pass of their own, right now it does them no good because they don't have the clue of where this pit stop is?
That's what, I don't know. We didn't have an express pass in either of my seasons. But I got to thinking, if they get to feel and find out, hey, you didn't check in, because you've done something wrong, you know, and they think that, oh, my gosh, this is going to put me in last place. Can they just give Phil their express pass and say, I want to skip past the fourth challenge?
I don't know. We will certainly find out next week. Hey, I'm looking at our...
Because they're going to show up at Phil and find out they don't have the last thing, or they, how are they going to get the Phil?
I don't know. The other possibility, could they turn their car around and try to follow... Nicole and Travis, and would Nicole
they
and Travis
to do that, yeah.
try to ditch them?
They can follow them, but I don't see, there's no reason why that clue should be like a penalty, because they're not doing anything wrong other than the fact that they don't have the clue that tells them where to go next. But if they get there anyway, what do they need the clue for?
Yeah.
As long as they follow someone there. And then he gives them the next clue, so it's not like they had to hand something over to him. So if they follow them, I think they'd be all right. People have done that in the past.
Yeah.
I don't think it's all right. Right, but this time I don't think it's all right, because when the hippies is what I call them, the beards, what other people call them, read the clue, it said, find the bag of Viking coins, satchel, I think, of Viking coins, and your next location. So the clue actually told them to find the two things. They only found one. But that's my dilemma. That's not a detour. That's not a roadblock. How can they get
even if that were the case, they like these bad guys for this show, so I don't think they're going to disqualify them. Or maybe they can give them a 30-minute penalty, and if they do, it doesn't matter because the basketball wives are way behind.
Right.
So they can still, like, hit them with a penalty, but they're not going to put these people out. That chick Marie is a gold mine. She's so mean and nasty.
You know what? This is also Amazing Race producers, editors, gold, because they've got us not, you know, can't wait till the next episode frame of mind right now.
Yep.
Wanting to find out what happens. Well, we've covered it. We've talked about pretty much everything. Sandra, I'm so glad that you joined us tonight and you stayed with us this long.
Thank you so much, Sandra.
My pleasure. You guys are welcome.
Sandra, I also want to let you know, and all of our listeners and podcast listeners, that we get so many people that listen to our archive podcasts that aren't able to make it to the live show, that tomorrow night on our Manic Monday show with Michelle Costa, which airs at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, Michelle has a special guest from Big Brother 15. Sandra, do you want to guess who it might be?
Alyssa?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yay!
I'm so excited. Sorry.
So maybe, if, you know, certainly anybody is welcome to call in, but maybe Sandra, if you want to, you know. I don't know
Michelle. I've hung out with her a couple of times. So it starts at 7 o'clock.
Your time.
Well, our time.
Yep. Anyway,
I might just do that. Look, I'm already falling asleep because by 11:30 I'm already knocked out.
Well, thank you again, Sandra. Thank you, Mary, for having such a special guest with us. And is there anything that you're doing you want to let people know about, or events that you'll be going to before you have to leave?
Who, Mary or me?
Sandra.
You.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, I don't have anything going on. No, I go to work Monday through Friday. That's the only thing I do. And from time to time, I'll do a charity event. But I don't do as many as I used to do before. You know, it's kind of hard when there's always someone wanting you to go here this weekend and here that weekend, and there's not enough weekends in the month for me.
Right.
You know,
do you think you'd be able to
make can't spread yourself thin.
Temecula this year, or have you decided yet?
I haven't decided. For me, that's last minute. I already did two Temeculas. Orlando is different because it's just down the street, and plus I have family that lives there, so I kill like two birds with one stone. But,
right.
You know, the hassle of going from here all the way to the other side, and then it's just such a fast turnaround, and you spend so much time on the plains, and then you have to go, you have to do one or, well, I usually have to do three, help me out. Jeez, you guys
connection.
Know what I'm talking
playways.
About. Yeah. Yeah, you have to go from plane to plane to plane, and you're like, oh, my God.
You're basically playing Amazing Race.
Yeah. You know, so I don't know. I usually, when I'm going somewhere, it's usually last minute that I decide whether I'm going to go or not. You know, I can't say today that I'm going to go and that's all the way next year. I don't like to do that. Because then if you don't show up, then they're upset. I prefer to tell them last minute, I'm coming. If you still want me, it's either a yes or a no, and then that's it.
Right. I think that's a good way to approach it. Sandra, I'm not sure if I know the answer to this, but for fans that want to find you on the Internet, are you on Twitter?
No, Paul, I am not.
Okay. You got a Facebook fan page or something like that?
Facebook, yep. I have my Survivor Sandra Diaz Twine Facebook page.
And it
okay,
rocks.
There you go.
Oh, so that means, Michael, you're on there?
Oh, I'm on there. You know that, Sandra.
Okay. I mean, lately I haven't been doing anything on there because I joined that V Survivor game and they voted me out second. So ever since then, I haven't come back
that,
to my fan
that.
Page.
Can I bring up something?
Were you there on V Survivor?
Sandra, I don't know if you noticed, but we had favorite Survivor of all time vote thing that Jim Early did, Missy A.E. in Survivor Whispers. I'm one of the moderators there, and you came in first. You came in as a winner for the Survivor Whispers, our fan favorite. So you're loved so much over in Whispers. It's unbelievable how much we love you there.
And the Whispers that you're talking about, oh, no, that's the Facebook page, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
that's,
I think I had been there. I had been there before, and then when I started getting all the messages from people commenting, then I left the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I think I left that group, but I might go back if there's
love
for Sandra.
You won fan favorite, and we had all the pools and everything all voted, and we spent so much time on it, and we're so happy. We love you so much there. So just to let you know.
Thank you very much, Michael. See, you made my night.
Well, you made my night, so.
Michael was very excited to be able to be on air with us tonight and talk with you, Sandra. I don't know if there's any other burning questions that you have before Sandra leaves, Michael?
No, she needs to go rest, so
no,
I
if you have a question,
that.
I'll answer it, but if we just sprung this on you and you don't know what to ask me, then that's fine.
No, it's totally fine, Sandra. I know that. You know, you're a huge fan of the show too, and you totally respect it, and I see that, and you know, I haven't missed a single episode of Survivor. I've watched every season. I've watched every season live as well on TV, and you're my absolute favorite of all. You and Richard Hatch are right up there, and you know, I love you to death. You bring and the charities that you do, it's so awesome.
Thank you, Michael. And you know, when you said that I'm your favorite, I was like, it reminds me of the people that every time they see me, they're like, oh, my God, Sandra, we love you. You're my favorite. And then they turn around and see Russell and say, oh, my God, Russell, you're my favorite. And I'm like, oh.
No, I put you,
you wouldn't
you
do that
and Richard
to me,
Hatch.
Would you?
Hey?
Just
no,
me
I wouldn't
Richard?
Do that. I would say I love you on the show, but I would never say you're my favorite to anybody else. Like, Mary's my favorite. You know, Amazing Racer. She knows that, and I would never say that to anybody else. Right, Mary?
Right.
Right. So if I say something for you, Sandra, that you're my favorite of all time. You're my favorite of all time for Survivor.
Then Mary, Michael's a keeper, huh?
Yeah, he is. And he's from Canada.
Well, thank you for all the love, Michael. If I ever go back to Canada, I'll shoot you a message. And hopefully we're not on the opposite sides because Canada is huge.
Yeah, Winnipeg's right in the middle. We're just right above North Dakota.
Wait a minute. No. You got to say you're right above Minnesota.
Okay.
Anyway,
but then I would be lying.
I want to give you the opportunity to say goodbye to Sandra and Mary before we wrap the show up, hon. Stephanie.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Stephanie.
Thank you
for letting me
talk. Good night, Stephanie. She was still holding on, wasn't she?
Yeah, I do have something to ask.
Okay.
Do you guys see the resemblance between Laurel and Hardy and Rowan and Shane? Or is it just me? When you see them, you know what I'm talking about on The Amazing Race? You know, Rowan and Shane?
Rowan and Shane, yeah, I know them, but who's Laurel and Hardy?
Oh,
they're an old comedic team.
Oh, I'm not a comedy person.
Oh, okay. Do you know who I'm talking about, Paul?
I do.
Sorry, maybe I'm older than all you guys.
You don't sound old at all, honey.
No. You know what it was? That when you said that, we were thinking about another team. So I'm sure that's what Mary was thinking, too. Like, who is this other team she's talking about? So
they
all
crack
right.
me up. Like, he has a hard time breathing. They kind of bicker. It's a weird relationship, and I find it humorous, and they kind of remind me of Laurel and Hardy, the way they look.
Yep.
And I don't know why. And another thing is Brandon and Adam, I think you called them the hippies.
Yeah.
Adam said when he finished that he could live off $5,000 in a year, and I was just wondering, how does one do that? Do you guys know? I know he's
live with Bubba Duck.
They're one with nature. They do all that nature stuff. They don't sit around and go to Walmart every day. That's why.
Or Sandra.
Okay, but $5,000, that's...
Just live with Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
But they live... He said he was building his wood house. He's building a house made of wood. So, I mean, he's chopping down trees and just building a log house probably.
Yeah, I knew he was some type of farmer, but I guess he doesn't have kids. They're expensive.
Yeah. I personally, I like what one of our chatter fans called them, the Duck Dynasty team, because I'm a Duck Dynasty fan. So.
Oh, I love Duck Dynasty.
I'm with you.
If you ever fly to Atlanta, they have a store inside the airport.
Say what?
Duck Dynasty has a store inside the Atlanta airport?
Yeah, I walked out of off the plane, and the first thing I see is Duck Dynasty, and I said, oh, my God, I'm going to get my husband an Uncle Cy teacup because he loves them.
Uncle Cy.
You got to know a story, Sandra. One time we had one of the producers from the Joe Schmoes show say that 20 times in a row on the show and say that on top of that. And Paul and them actually, Paul and Cherry and Mary got me hooked on the Joe Schmo. And, like, that's just one show. And then they got me hooked again on the Duck Dynasty. So this show is just, oh, my God, it's getting me hooked on so many things. And I'm like, oh, I should just be a fish, you know, just get hooked on everything.
Yeah, I watch Duck Dynasty, too. I've been missing some of the newer things because my girls are watching Bad Girls Club, and I'm like, oh, my God, these girls are so bad, and it's just too much stuff.
Yeah.
Did Bad Girls Club kind of remind you of Big Brother and some of those girls in there this year?
Oh. No, those Bad Girls Club are way out of control. They're worse than Big Brother.
Yeah,
Big Brother ain't got nothing
right.
on these bad girls.
They're so bad they had to put a warning on their screen.
Yeah. Big Brother, yeah.
Well, Stephanie, thanks again for joining
Thank
us.
Thank you
and
so much for having
so
me.
And,
Thank you, Stephanie.
You're welcome back anytime.
All right, thank you, Paul. And, Paul, you have a favorite, and that is me. I know Mary has one, and I'm sure Sandra has a million, so I will pick you as my favorite.
Aw. Sweetie.
So you have somebody that favorites you.
Okay.
All right, have a good night. Thank
bye,
you,
Stephanie. Good night.
Take care.
Good night.
Stephanie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So I started to try to, Sandra, I started to give you a goodbye thing here, and I will let you go now, and you're welcome back anytime to the Rad Reality Show, and we're so happy that you joined us.
Thank you very much.
I'm glad Mary invited me, and it was nice to meet you, Paul, and nice to meet you, Michael, and I won't be a stranger, okay?
All right.
Thank you. I love your take
on
everything.
Love you, Sandra.
All right, guys. Have a good night. Bye.
Bye-bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
Paul?
Yes, sir.
Seeing that I am the substitute Cherry, can I say something at the end of the show?
Right now?
Like when you do the recording and then you know how Cherry has a little something to say. Can I do that?
You absolutely can, because I wasn't even going to attempt that, because I can't replace her. But if you think you can, no. I'm just teasing.
I know.
Yes.
I know.
Yes,
okay.
At the end. Mary, I know that from past shows that you stayed on much longer than you normally do. I thank you so much for doing that, and I thank you again for bringing Sandra on. That was awfully special.
It was special for me, too. She seems to have a good take on everything, don't she? She's pretty
smart.
She
does. And she fits right into the Rad Reality Show with all the shows that she watches.
I know it. But I didn't want to leave you hanging without Miss Cherry. And, wow, I mean, I got Sandra Diaz. That was cool. I didn't want to hang up on her.
Mary, that was awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate this.
Michael Dole, thanks for being a stand-in for Miss Cherry. You did good.
Oh,
you did
better than me.
Yeah, okay. I like listening to people's point of view. But I am going to let y'all go, okay?
All right, hon. I really appreciate it. It was a fun
Thanks,
show.
Paul.
And we'll look forward to next week as well.
And Michael, love from Canada to from Kentucky to Canada, okay?
There you
okay,
go.
Thank you.
And back,
thank you, ma'am.
Back to your family, too. Give them our love.
To my mommy and my sister. Talk to y'all later, guys.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Mary, you have a good night.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye.
And so we're going to close the show like we always do with Ron. And I normally, or Cherry normally operates the closing clip, so I'm kind of stumbling, looking, mm-hmm. and... Okay, and here's Ron to close out the show, as we always do.
Come back tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You're going to be listening to Manic Monday with Michelle Costa, the Manic Monday Rad Reality Show, and great guests tomorrow, great guests all week, so don't forget. Hey, well, let's close off the show with the song.
That's what friends are for. In good times, in bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore. Oh, that's what friends are for. Oh, keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. Up for sure, come back, tell you back, my friends are for. Oh, good times, never bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore. That's what friends are for.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say have a good night and come back tomorrow. Love you guys. Good night.
Thank you, Ron, for such an awesome show. I know I haven't met you before, but I feel like you're a part of the show, and this is a very special show for everybody, and I just want to thank you very much for this awesome show. All right, night, guys.
Thanks, Michael.